Hi, I'm Becca Lewis with another Shift the Story podcast, where we share tips and tools for making shifts in our lives from the inside out. Today, I am so grateful I can share with you my friend Shannon Peck. My conversation with Shannon overflows with ideas from spiritual healing to past life soul regression to looking at and letting go of delusions. As Shannon says, she has a passionate curiosity of soul. And with that passion, she takes us on a joy-filled journey. Come with me and listen to what she has discovered as we shift the story together. Okay, so today I'm talking to one of my dearest, oldest, and probably have known for a billion years, really, friend, Shannon Peck. So Shannon, I'm so happy to have you here. It's just doing this is kind of like my hidden pleasure because I get to hear people that I want to talk to, and you're just one of my favorite people of all time.
It's so completely mutual, as you know, Becca. We always just pick right up from wherever we started last time. So you're always in my heart, and I'm glad to be part of this.
I'm so happy. And I just wanted to say, and I'm going to ask you shift questions, but I just have to say, as I was thinking about how long I've known you in this particular lifetime.
Yeah.
It's in the 90s. It was the early 90s that we met.
Wow.
Which is really like, wow.
Back in the 90s.
And so many pieces of my life are, I can track back and say, oh, it's because Shannon said this to me. And I know I send people back to you all the time. I say, if you really want to know something about love, you've got to go talk to Shannon.
Oh,
so
thank you.
I remember riding home from San Diego up to my house, and I had your book, You Deserve to Be Loved.
The Love You Deserve.
The Love You Deserve, yes. I think it used to be called something slightly different, but The Love You Deserve. Or maybe I just read it, You Deserve to Be Perfectly Loved. That's the name I remember.
Yep.
And I was reading the book and said, wait, I do. It was such a revelation. It was a big shift for me. It made huge shifts in my life after I read that.
Wonderful. And, you know, Everybody that's listening deserves to be loved. That's the way it is. And to be loved, it means just take off your guilt. You know, remove all that toxic waste, that all the reasons we give ourselves for telling ourselves we're not worthy of love or we're too guilty or we're too ashamed or whatever, and all that's so built into the human consciousness, unfortunately. And unless we shove it out, it'll stay there. So The Love You Deserve was selected as a title that Scott, my husband, and I wrote this book together. And we thought, well, you know, if nobody even opens the book, that affirmation right there is a healing affirmation. You do deserve to be loved. So,
yeah, it worked. I'm sure many more people than me made big life shifts after reading that book. So I'm sure you've made big changes in people's lives. And I have been watching you, and you've been making big shifts in your life. Lots of them. She's doing it. Oh, and they all fit together. But
it's crazy. Aren't we all feeling this huge energy coming in? I mean, there's so much light being downloaded right now into our Earth experience, and to save us, I think, honestly. But just to adapt so quickly to the shifts that are taking place is about all we can manage, and to stay balanced and calm through these things. It's amazing, but yeah, I've had a lot of outward shifts too. Are you referring to my past life regression?
You pick the one you want, because what I'd love for you to share is just how did you do it? Because some people get stuck without being able to make any shift at all. They're in the middle of thinking about it. So how did you do it? Why did you do it? And that one is your latest one. So I think it's
the
your
past
latest
life regression one.
Yeah.
Oh. How did I make that shift?
Yeah, how did that happen?
You know, I think that shifts for me, I can speak for myself, are inborn and it's part of my spiritual development. I never know what's coming next. I don't know what's going to happen today or tomorrow, or I'm usually quite surprised by what happens to me, what knocks on my door. And I'm just one that opens the door. I am a door opener. I love to explore. And I'm on a constant quest of exploring the deeper realms and seeing things more deeply and more intuitively. And when that, let's see, actually back in the mid-90s, I read a book. And, you know, these seeds get planted. And no doubt the people who are listening right now, there have been seeds planted for the next evolutionary development. And becoming a past life soul regressionist was a huge seed that began to develop for me. I didn't know it was going to be a development. But back in the 90s, I read a book by Michael Newton, Dr. Michael Newton, N-E-W-T-O-N. And I think it's called Journey of Souls and Destiny of Souls. And he was a psychologist, and he was doing past life soul regression. And this, and mainly he was doing between life soul regression. So I was fascinated with people, once they become hypnotized, can go naturally, and I think there's others that Oprah interviews who do this, who naturally go to a place between lives. Between lives. So that before you became here, or before you went between another life somewhere, you have downloads of it's a theta state of mind. So it's a very slow mind state, and it's superconscious. According to the psychologist, it's called the superconscious, which is a very knowing state, and you become knowledgeable about things of your soul that you normally are not aware of at all. And so I had no access to Dr. Newton. He was in California. I mean, he was in Colorado. I'm in California. And but I came across a woman who was teaching it. And I pursued it and started having some past life regressions. I've had 31 now.
Oh, wow. Oh, shit.
And my dear, beloved soulmate husband, last night, now we were just talking about this. I said, we were talking about shifts because I knew I was going to be with you today. And I said, Scotty, what's the biggest shift you've had? And, of course, meeting each other was a huge shift. But he said, yeah. Next to that, he said, it's got to be the past life soul regressions, because he came into a complete, immediate understanding of his soul the very first time he had a soul regression. And
wow.
It's transforming. So I guess I could say in a short answer, it started with the seed being planted many years ago, and then opportunity knocked on my door last year, and I pursued it, and I became certified in it, and I love it.
31, is that what you said, 31?
Yeah, I've had 31 soul regressions. And I've got books of downloads of transcripts because they're all recorded.
And yes.
They would be mind-blowing. I mean, I wish I could write books about it. I'm not sure anybody would read it, but they are absolutely mind-blowing.
Well, I don't know. I think I might read that. Yeah, that might be one of those ones that I read, not even waiting for a train trip. I might read that.
I'd like to regress you sometime.
Yeah.
It would be fun.
Yes. Next time I come to California, that might be really fun.
I'd love to do it.
We'll probably discover we've been sisters for many times or something.
We really are. Sisters of soul, for sure.
So for you, what you said, you love to open doors. So that's the seed and the open door. Those are the two things you said that I went, I don't know if people think about that, that you have to open the door, and there's always been a seed that's been planted, and inside the seed is always the full bloom.
Yeah.
So you just have to follow the bloom. It sounds like that's all you're doing. That's all you're doing. That's so hard.
You know, I'm a natural spiritual explorer.
Yeah.
So I will dart into any place to explore it. I'm very, very curious. I'm driven by the passion of curiosity about soul, both in 3D and in outer worlds. That's kind of what my soul does. I'm not afraid of change at all, because the exploration of the higher self brings about change, yes, and it is disruptive somewhat, but you learn how to navigate some little waves, some big waves. And it's more than worth it because the outcome is that you become knowledgeable. You become more self-possessed. You become more aware of what your triggers are and what is propelling you forward. What is the driving force of your life? It's fascinating to learn about our souls. Truly fascinating. So I think people resist because they hate change. But when you think about it and you analyze change, I mean, I don't want to move houses. I don't want to, change some things in my life. I have a velvet-lined rut about some things. but when it comes to exploring the higher realms, I'm willing to make changes, and I hope that the people who are listening will consider that because the changes are more than worth it, and the outcomes are tremendous. Tremendous freedom, power, understanding, the gifts, your gifts, who you are. You know, there's nothing to be afraid of. It's a wonderful exploration.
Well, in the process of making that shift, and, you know, the first one I know that you met, as you said, when you met Scotty, mm-hmm. that making that shift from where you lived and what you were doing and moving to San Diego, that was a big shift. And then all the other smaller ones and then this big one, do you ever worry about what other people will think or say or that it will disrupt other people's lives? Because I think that's one reason why people don't make some changes.
Yeah. Well, I don't compromise when it comes to doing what's right for me, and I have a very strong drive about that. When my ex-husband left many years ago, after 18 years of marriage, it put me into an enormous shift.
Yeah.
And honestly, that was part of my evolution. When he first left, and it was all very harsh the way it came about. I mean, he announced it and a Thanksgiving dinner and he walked out. No notice. And then there were many other things that were very rude that followed. But anyway, I was in shock and I felt like I had been traumatized. I felt like I'd been in a train wreck. I felt like I was devastated. You know, all of those words would describe me. But I can tell you in hindsight, after meeting Scott a year later, we met and were married, you know, the next year. Looking back, I honestly believe that it was my own consciousness that shifted my ex-husband out.
Yes.
I think I simply outgrew him. He outgrew me. And, you know, something has to die. In healing, there is deconstruct and there's reconstruct. So, and this was what creates big shifts. When we've outgrown something, we it's so important not to hang on to it. Allow it to change. And as hard and difficult and as confusing as it was at the time, once I got through that wormhole and had room in my life to receive someone like Scott, oh my God, that's like, he's my soulmate. We've been together. In fact, we've learned in our past life regressions, he's had as many as I have, that we've been soulmates for millions of years, of years.
Wow.
And I don't see a time when we were not soulmates. So thank heavens I allowed my ex-husband to leave, and you know, he did leave because that made room for the thing that was supposed to happen, the evolutionary process to take place. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes complete sense. Yes, and and your ex-husband brought you to a place where you could let him go. There's always that learning thing that stretches out, and you look back and say, this is what prepared me for this.
Yeah. I will say I was not prepared to let go of my ex-husband, only because, not because it was a happy marriage, but because I was so attached to the idea that this had to be healed. I'm sure it could be. And honestly, I look back and I can tell you it was a delusion on my part that that marriage could be healed. And I've been looking lately at delusions. because we all have them.
Oh, gosh.
You know, in Buddhist practice, the monks practice, what am I deluding myself about? And I'm trying very much to stay alert to what I might be delusional about, as though somebody's going to change. You know, basically, I don't know that people really change a lot. And we stay in delusions that someone's going to... well, my brother recently died, and I was very, very, very sad about the whole thing. And in my grief, part of the process of what I was letting go, and this was a huge shift for me, I was letting go of the idea that one day he would love me. You know, it's very similar to my ex-husband, and that was waking up from a delusion, and it was extremely painful. And I think that's part of why we keep our delusions going, that one day somebody's going to, you know, somebody you have appointed will love you. I do believe that we'll all be loved, you know, someone that might be listening to us who might be single and who hopes to find their soulmate. Well, I totally believe in that. And you can attract them without any problem. But to say that, you know, you think your sister's going to change, or your brother, or your mom, or your dad, or, you know, after years and years, it's probably delusional to think that they're going to change and everything's going to work out differently than it has.
That I find that so cool that you just said that, because especially about the thinking that we can heal something. And then what our idea, because I can relate to this so much, our idea is that we're going to heal that situation to be the way we want it to be.
Yeah.
And that's not actually healing, because I know you as this magnificent healer. So
thank you.
And I've had many instances of knowing it. So, but there are things that aren't meant to be healed that way. The healing was something else other than what it looked like.
Yeah, I think we come together for different reasons at different times. And it's important to don't grasp onto that so tightly. Let it go. Be willing to be flexible. Be willing to go on to the next.
Yeah, because we don't know, really. We are not in charge. No, isn't that the weirdest thing?
Yeah, isn't that weird? Talk about delusion, thinking we're in charge.
I know.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Every time I get to that point, I say, oh, geez, here I am. I think I'm in charge again. Might as well give that one up. I could rest more. I could read more if I would stop thinking I was in charge. I could do things we like doing more.
Yeah.
One of the questions I wonder about when I'm talking to people about shifts is was there, because you're so good at this, but was there ever any time that you wanted help that you didn't get, and what would it have looked like if you didn't get it? You know, you were wishing someone knew and would have helped you.
Going back to my divorce with my ex-husband, it was really a time of trauma. I had been traumatized by the whole thing, the way it was done, and the shock of it, and I was so unprepared. And I was also unprepared for my brother's passing recently. It was very shocking. It was immediate. It was out of the blue. He passed in a matter of minutes. And he was gone with a smile on his face, I will say. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I think that it's always so wonderful if we can prepare for something. But being unprepared for my ex-husband's leaving, and it was a departure more like an abandonment. It wasn't friendly. It was an absence, an immediate absence, like a death. And I just had such a hard time feeling I was going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me months to get that feeling back of, I had to kind of prove it to myself. I had to walk through the dark places and face them, you know, the dark forest with the dragons and slay the dragons. They're inward, of course, of am I going to be okay? Am I going to be alone? Am I going to be lonely? Is anybody ever going to love me again? Is it possible to get married again? Do I even want to get married again? There were so many unanswered questions that were suddenly posed on me And financial, you know, I had some concerns about that. There were just some mega, mega concerns. It felt like somebody had pulled the rug out from underneath me and I fell flat. And so I would have loved to have had some help from hearing a voice telling me, Shannon, you're going to be fine. But I'm a very private person. I didn't even tell anybody for a long time.
Yes.
I didn't want an influence outside of myself. I wanted to go deep within, which is my nature. I go into prayer. I'd rather have the guidance there and work it out quietly without outside influence. And so I did have help, lots of it, through prayer, but it was a long time before I arrived at a place where I felt normal and comforted and completely secure again, because I was in transition.
Yeah.
And you know, you talk about shifts. This is the mega place of the human experience where we have transformation, where we have transition, and nobody's comfortable there. Nobody. Generally, yes. I mean, unless it's some delightful thing. Well, I will say, like the shift of coming into this delightful place of past life soul regression and in between life soul regression, that was a delight. But then there are other shifts that come upon us suddenly, and we all have them. It's just a question of how long are you going to live? You're going to have plenty of them. There are shocking things, out of control things that happen, and how do you respond? How can you get your balance again? How can you find yourself again? Because you kind of feel lost for a while, you know, because it changes your whole world. When your world is rocked, and there's like a mega earthquake going on inside of you that has to be resolved.
So it would be great to hear, Shannon, you'll be all right. Yeah, that's what we all really want to know, is that we'll be all right.
You're going to be fine. And I can tell the listeners right now, as you will work your way through whatever it is that's troubling you, whatever it is that's been with you, you will find your way. Just go deep within and pray or meditate or whatever is your way of reaching your source. And the answers are always within. And the deeper we go, the quicker the answers become very apparent.
I love it. Okay, so Shannon, where do people find you?
My website or my blog site is Shannon Peck, shannonpeck.com. And there's a blog site. There's all kinds of information about me. And later this year, I'm going to start up a course. And I'm going to get really active with podcasts and videos and teaching and training. And it's going to be easy and fun and free. Most, like 80% of it's going to be free. I just want to get a conversation going about healing, spiritual healing. I think we need to talk about it.
Ah, well, if anybody can do that well, it's going to be you. So I will be there. You kind of answered this question, but maybe you just might always ask this one last little thing. So is there one piece of advice that you would give anyone else in the midst of changing a life story?
Oh, what a wonderful question, Becca. If you seek answers deeply within, you will find them. They will become apparent. They are deep within, but so is your need. And the deeper your need, the deeper the answers will be. And they don't just float around, you know, but as you daily make a practice of listening and, you know, reaching for those answers, what are my answers? I'm sitting here, I'm asking for the answers. I'm saying yes to the answers. I'm allowing the answers to come through dreams, or through my daily activity, or through my quiet times. I'm saying yes to open the doors to the answers to meet my greatest needs in my life. There'll be emotional needs will be met. Your physical needs will be met. The practical things will be met. As you listen deeply within, then it also develops your intuition, and you get better at listening as well. And that becomes a guiding light for your life, and creates all kinds of magic. That's so wonderful.
Well, that sounds very appealing to me. Thank you, Shannon, for being with us today.
Thank you, Becca. It's been wonderful.
That was wonderful, wasn't it? Everything Shannon said reminds us that there is much more to life than what meets the eye, and that joy awaits in every shift. I have Shannon's links in the show notes for this episode, which you can find at theshift.com/podcast, including the book we talked about, the one that really changed my life, or my thoughts about love. We both would love to hear from you in the comments, and I would appreciate it, really appreciate it, if you would share the word by rating and reviewing this podcast on iTunes. Here's your shift hack for today. The seeds of our joy-filled life have already been planted within each one of us. We only have to open the door and say yes. Till next time, let's keep shifting the story together.